Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Issaquah is. Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Jeff. Steve, remove yourself from the studio, please.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which award is depicted by a gold-plated gramophone?
The Grammys?
Correct. On which continent will you find emperor penguins?
Antarctica?
Yes. Who are the 2025 NBA champions?
OKC?
Yes. In Disney's Cinderella, what evil name does the cat have?
Pass.
In which South American country will you find the Hand of the Desert sculpture?
Pass.
What is the largest number on a standard roulette wheel?
40?
No.
39?
No.
Pass.
Angus Young is the famous lead guitar player for what band?
Pass.
In what city did gangster Al Capone operate?
Atlanta?
No.
Boston?
No.
New York City?
No. What do you call a triangle with no equal sides and no equal angles?
Oh, man.
You got 3 correct. Jeff started out very strong there.
Started out good, yeah.
Monday.
It is Monday. Steve is back.
Yes.
We don't know if he's had enough coffee to be
successful.
I'm on my first cup.
So I'm slacking.
That could be problematic. Yes. But are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Which award is depicted by a gold-plated gramophone?
A Grammy?
Yes.
Okay.
On which continent will you find emperor penguins?
Ooh, Antarctica.
Correct. Who are the 2025 NBA champions?
Not going to say. Okay. I want to win, so. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
They are. In Disney's Cinderella, what evil name does the cat have?
Evil cat?
Nope.
Puss in Boots?
No.
Heathcliff?
No. In which South American country will you find the Hand of the Desert sculpture?
The Peru?
No.
Argentina?
No.
I don't know many South American countries. Brazil?
No. What is the largest number on a standard roulette wheel?
99.
No.
What? 69?
No.
55.
No. Angus Young is the famous lead guitar player for what band?
Yo, just because you play roulette, Danny, you don't need to shame me here. AC/DC.
Yes. In what city did gangster Al Capone operate?
Chicago.
That's right. What do you call a triangle with no equal sides and no equal angles?
99?
No.
Obtuse?
No.
Isosceles?
No.
I don't know.
Steve, you got 5 correct. Oy. And guess what? That is a win. 5-3.
Good job.
Sorry, Jeff.
Tough one, man. Tough questions.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
In Disney's Cinderella, the evil name of the cat, Lucifer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
The South American country home to the Hand of the Desert sculpture is Chile.
Chile.
The largest number on a standard roulette wheel is?
36.
36.
Is it?
Yeah.
And a triangle
69.
With no equal sides and no equal angles is a scalene triangle.
Oh, yeah. I would never have gotten that one right.
Hey, but you know what? They were a little tough, but you still did good. You pulled out a win.
All that matters is I knew enough to get a W.
Good for you, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men's room doing everything live. And when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts, too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you know that some of rock's biggest anthems nearly never happened? They almost never made it to our ears,
yes.
Steve Migs. We came across a couple of examples of this, and we have a few folks joining us in the studio. We have Miles and Thrill from the Men's Room.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Put you two fine gentlemen to the test on this.
Yeah, came in early for this.
Yeah, that's what we did. Come on early. Yeah. All right, so we found songs that became massive hits that almost didn't even become a song with these bands. We're going to go track by track. So we're going to start with the drums.
All right.
And then we'll add in the bass.
He's a musician.
You've been listening to music forever.
Do I get a handicap?
You get to go first.
What are you? All right. Okay.
So are we ready for our first one?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It's funny because I'm the one who grabbed them, so I'm like, oh, this is a no-brainer, but I already know the context.
Feels like Walk This Way.
It's not Walk This Way. Well, that's a good guess. Got the bass going. All right, a little guitar.
Oh, is this Creep?
Yes! All right. Damn it!
Okay.
Good job, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. That was tricky. And by the way, Thrill, I heard Walk This Way in that intro, too.
It does have that drum beat.
A little bit. I feel like the Walk This Way drum beat's a little more...
A little more peppy.
Yeah, a little more peppy. Yeah.
Now, apparently the guitarist, the one who does the chugga part, he did that intentionally to try and ruin the song. Because he wasn't a fan of the song, and then it becomes like their biggest hit.
Huh. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
How do you intentionally tank your own band?
I think we're recording. I'll just throw a chugga in there to see if that's going to mess things up.
Yeah, that wouldn't lead to an argument.
No. Although the greatest version has to be Dave Chappelle's version of Creep. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Oh, what was that, like about a couple years ago? And he just went up on stage and just sang it with them. And it was just Dave Chappelle. He was just like talking it through. I should try and find the audio. It's so
I'm a creep.
Yes, it was, what the hell am I doing here? It was with the Foo Fighters.
So it's karaoke at a real show.
With the Foo Fighters at Madison Square Garden.
Oh my God.
It's just like buckwheat singing.
I'd be like, I paid $500 for a ticket to see this.
So I'd be fired up.
Man. That is amazing. I would pay extra for this, honestly.
I believe the special part.
Yeah. All right, next one. Maybe a little bass.
My man likes it low.
I feel like that's the giveaway right there.
Korn?
No guitar? Not Korn.
Tool?
Not Tool.
Metallica.
Yes.
All right. The guitar matters. Gave it away
yeah.
for me.
100%. Yeah, it's always a guitar.
I didn't realize he put his bass down that low.
And normally they mix the guitar so down you don't even hear it. You hear bars.
And sometimes they just don't put the bass in there at all.
No. What was that? Injustice for all?
Yeah.
We got a new bass player, but you can't hear him.
How about James Hetfield did not want to do it until Lars Ulrich's like, no, we should put this song out.
Huh.
What, he just didn't like it? Or
I guess he just was like, I'm not feeling it. Maybe it was just, maybe I heard that like he's kind of opening up his heart a little bit more than he usually does.
Okay, that's fair.
So he wasn't 100% on that.
Yeah, but he also has that look where it's like, it doesn't matter what he says. Do you want to go ask him?
No.
All right, we got one more. You want to give this one a whirl?
All right,
here we go. Start with the drums.
Gorillaz?
No.
Damn it.
Mm. Oh, Taryn already got it.
Woohoo! Really? It's the Woohoo song.
No, but that's a good guess. Here's a little bass. It's definitely alt rock.
See, I'm hearing the Woohoo.
Oh, I bet once the guitar comes
in. You guess Blur. We're tracking.
Oh, Smashing Pumpkins. Man.
You got a song?
Whatever. My soup is cold. I want my mom. It's always the same with him. Just like, he's sending back food. The third time the waiter's like,
my meat is burned.
Yeah, this is my meat is burned.
God, I don't know the name of the song, but obviously I know the song.
1979.
Oh, 1979.
Wow, dude. Yeah. His voice, the music's fine.
Yeah.
But he sings, and it's like when my kids were in preschool and they were mad about it.
It's you need a nap.
It's giving tantrum.
You need a nap right now. Okay?
I'd like to hear Dave Chappelle do that song.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining us.
Thank
you. You did great.
Good morning.
Let's do it again sometime.
Good morning. I kicked his ass.
And one more time in case you forgot.
And Dave Grohl is still rocking out of
Whose idea was this, they said?
I feel like they had a couple of Jaegers in the back.
Yeah.
Because Dave likes his Jägermeister. He's like, Dave.
Hey, man, can I sing that song? Sure, dude.
Exactly.
I bet you that was all the preparation.
Probably has one of those Jaeger machines, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, colder than ice, baby.
Oh, yeah. The bottle upside down on the top.
Yes.
Classy.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say good morning to Richard from Granite Falls, who is our contestant today. What's up, Richard?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
There goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? It's been landing on Taryn Daly almost, pretty much feels like every day for like the last month. And that trend continues. It landed on T-Dog.
All right, let's go.
All right, Richard, here is your clip.
AC/DC shook me all night long.
When I was a cheerleader in high school, we had a dance to this song.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, like, they're known for, like, their Thunderstruck routine.
Oh, ours was way cooler. I'm sure it was not.
I was listening to the lyrics to this song as I was doing it earlier, and I was like, wow, this is a dirty song.
Perfect
Very
for,
charged.
Perfect for high school cheerleaders.
I know, right?
All right. Richard got one down. Danny, let's hear the clip. That would be Give Me All Your Lovin' from ZZ Top. Yes. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you.
Did you dance to that one in high school as well?
Not that I recall. It was Tube Snake Boogie, actually.
All right.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, this is a staggering statistic. They estimate that 300,000 children in the state of Washington are living in poverty. And that is why Coats for Kids is so important, because for some kids, they may not have that warm winter jacket to keep them toasty this time of year.
And I love what Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, they do. They say not only are we trying to put a brand new coat on a kid in need because it's cold out and want to keep them warm, but also it's more than just a coat in that it helps with their self-confidence, it helps boost their self-esteem and all that kind of stuff. Showing up to school wearing a new coat is a big thing for a kid. So if you can help out, any amount will be awesome. And big thanks to people like Zachary Beyer, donated $25, a brand new coat for a kid in need. Martin Beyer, I'd imagine that they're related, $25 as well. Karen Toulouse donated $100, and Michael Yates donated $200 to Coats for Kids.
Thank you so much for continuing to step up and help these kids. You can go to KISW.com to make a donation.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that it seems everyone else out there has done, but you simply have not? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's never eaten something that I think was a staple in most of our diets at one point in life. But first, let's talk to Joe from Renton. Joe, what's that thing that you have never done?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listening a long time.
Thank you, Joe.
I have never seen any Star Wars movie. Started out that I had no interest in it, and now the main interest is just to be able to say I've never seen them.
I respect that, because that's me with Titanic. Same kind of a thing. It's okay. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's fine. But now I've gotten to the point where it pisses people off that I won't see it. And I got to imagine it's the same thing for you. Like when you tell people I'm not seeing Star Wars, people get passionate about that movie.
Yeah, they do. You got to stay strong against the fans.
Against the Force.
The Force. I've only seen like the OG Star Wars movies. I've never seen any of the new ones. Never saw the Natalie Portman one. None of that.
You know, I mean, I've seen pretty much most of them. The movie version, like I haven't watched like Andor, which I hear is awesome. Mm-hmm. And some of the like, and was it the other one, The Mandalorian? Like I tried. I was like, that's just too much. But like, a lot of the ones, like the Han Solo movie, I really enjoyed. And a couple of the, I don't know if they're reboots, but like the newer ones were pretty good.
So the Force is with you?
I'm okay with the Force. I'm mediocre with the Force.
Bob from Tacoma, what is something that everyone else has done but you have not?
Good morning, everybody. And anyhow, the two things that I've never done, I've never had a Hot Pocket and I've never had an energy drink.
Oh, now I'm trying to think of which one is more surprising.
I think the Hot Pocket.
I don't know, but in 2025, I feel like everybody, there's so many energy drinks and people are just obsessed with energy drinks.
I mean, to me, Bob, anytime I drink an energy drink, it just reminds me of taking like a Jaeger bomb or something like that. So it's very off-putting. I don't think you're missing much.
Do you do coffee?
Oh, yeah. I've always enjoyed coffee.
See, I was like, I took the longest break from energy drinks. I was like, I'm good. And I'm not anti-caffeine. I was drinking a lot of coffee. But I was like, it went like for a few years where I wasn't even, I don't think I ever had an energy drink until I discovered Ghost, the energy drink. And now it's just like an obsession.
I've never had Ghost.
Oh my God, Darren.
You got to get the sour black cherry.
Oh my God.
The grape one, the pink lemonade, the red, the blue razz.
Also going back to Bob, Hot Pocket and energy drink. That was like my high school. Like, I would warm up Hot Pocket and I would open up a Red Bull, and that's all I would have.
Would you burn the roof of your mouth because you just didn't wait for that damn thing to cool off?
Every single time.
What was your go-to?
Mine was always like either the meatball one or
The meatball one was so freaking good.
Or the pizza one.
Did you guys like the barbecue one?
That was good too.
I liked the barbecue. Yeah. I did like the pizza.
Ham and cheese was just like a good standby too. But the meatball one was my favorite. You're right.
And then you felt really fancy when you got the croissant pockets instead of the Hot Pockets because they were flakier. They tasted the exact same.
They did not taste any different. And I contend that this is easily Snoop Dogg's best song he's ever written.
Kids in the crib, ma. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. When the craving's got a hold of you. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. And your munchies get an attitude. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I lived off of Hot Pockets in college. That was like such a part of my daily routine.
It was like ramen noodles, and then if you had an extra couple of dollars, you get yourself some Hot Pockets and you're good to go.
Just making it rain.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what's something everyone else has done, but you have not?
Somebody said, I cannot believe that you've never had a Whopper, Taryn. How the hell have you lived your entire life? You're 40 years old. Get it together.
I know. Oh, there's always a Nuggets girl. Or like Burger King, what is it, tenders? I don't know what they call them. They don't call them Nuggets.
Chicken tenders.
They call them chicken tenders?
Yeah. And they're really good.
They are.
Yeah.
That's why I was like never doing the burger thing, because I just wanted those nugs.
Someone texted, I didn't eat yogurt my entire life because what it smells like. I'm 55. I tried it 2 weeks ago for the first time. Now I can't get enough.
Oh, I love that. A late bloomer.
The Daily Migs Show.
Jaden Daniels' mom has gone viral. Her name is Regina Jackson.
Uh-oh.
And she is apparently fiercely overprotective.
How dare she?
When it comes to her 24-year-old son.
I have heard that about, like she's like involved in like who he dates because she doesn't want any gold diggers.
Here she is talking about it.
You're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. I want Jaden a day. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a great kid and I'm thankful for him. He's really to himself. He's a homebody. And you know.
Also, me and Jaden Daniels are very alike.
Yeah.
Well, minus the athletic abilities.
And, you know, it takes a lot out of you to not respond because some of this stuff you're just like, you just want to go full-fledged. It's crazy. And I'm like, all because of, like, I'm a mom that protects my son.
See, I don't know. I can't relate because my parents never had to worry about that, A, because I wasn't dating anyone, and B, it's not like there's not like a bunch of women looking for, you know, guys who are living check to check. Who have no athletic abilities.
They're going to marry you and then run away with your tens?
It's not because of my looks.
Oh, no. Well, there was some story recently where she embarrassed him when she went to a nightclub in Miami with him during F1 weekend.
Yeah, I know some people are giving like thinking like, oh, she's like just like hovering around him to make sure that like none of these...
thirsty girls.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So when did
I'd
your
be
mom...
so mad at my mom. I'm like, Mom, this is part of why I wanted to become a big, successful athlete, so I could have these moments.
So when did your mom embarrass you growing up?
Well, it was my fault. And we talked to her, remember when but she didn't remember it, so maybe I should never bring it up to her again. But it was I think it was second grade, and I had, well, let's just say I lost a 50-50 in the classroom. So I didn't want to tell anybody, so I'm just sitting there, and I'm pretending like no one's going to notice until the teacher's like, Steven, you should probably go to the bathroom.
Oh.
It's like, all right. Apparently, I'm not very good at hiding this because, well, for obvious reasons. And I'll never forget, all of a sudden, I just locked myself in the stall, and I don't know what my plan was. I don't know if I was going to stay there for life. I have no idea what the end result was, no pun intended. But all of a sudden, I hear knocking on the door, and then I hear, Steven! Because we live close to the elementary school. And I'm like, just trying to be quiet because I'm like, that sounds like my mom, but it can't be. Steven, it's your mommy. What's going on? And she came in to get me out of the bathroom to take me home. I didn't want to go back to school ever. Ever again. All right, what about you?
I mean, the thing is, I was overreacting a little bit, but my mom decided to chaperone a school dance when I was in like seventh grade. And I told her, like, I don't want you at this dance. I don't want you to be at this dance. Well, she signed up to chaperone. So I sat in the bathroom and cried the entire dance. I just sat in there and cried. Like, you're ruining my life.
And all of a sudden,
Taryn.
It's Steven's mommy. Did you poop your pants too?
I mean, I was looking forward to grinding on the dance floor. Like, what are you doing here, lady?
I can't do that when mom's watching
me. No. 206-803-ROCK. When did your mom embarrass you? Call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did your mom embarrass you? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold who had to bail their mom out of jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never had to do that with my mom, thankfully.
There's still time.
That's true.
But let's start with Matthew from Duval. Matthew, tell us about the time that your mom embarrassed you.
That would have been Christmas Day when my mom bought me a package of erotic silk boxer shorts.
Did she know what they were?
Oh, yeah, they were leopard print and zebra print and cat print.
I mean, at least they weren't edible.
No.
Well, Matthew, was there is there a backstory behind this? Like, did you guys have that kind of sense of humor?
No. She called me up, what do you want for Christmas? I'm always very practical, and I was getting low on boxer shorts. So I said, hey, Mom, I could use some new boxer shorts. My old ones are getting kind of small. So then at Christmas, when I opened the package, I said, Mom, what the hell are these? I called her. She wasn't there. She says, boxer shorts. She said, your last ones were getting kind of dull. I'm like, Mom, not dull, small. So,
she wanted to spice it up for you.
She thought I was getting dull with my boxer shorts.
Maybe she needs to get you a subscription to MeUndies because they're never dull.
Matthew, were there other people? Who all was in the room when you opened these boxers?
My roommates, we lived in a 3-bedroom condo, so I had it was a couple and then a buddy of mine. So it was 4 of us there. We were in our 20s at the time.
Did you actually use them or did you throw them away?
No, I kept them.
Were they comfortable?
Yeah, they were silk.
Thanks, Mom.
206-803-ROCK, Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor. When did your mom embarrass you?
Oh, my gosh. You all are going to think my mom was a party animal. Yeah. Remember last week we had talked about what
smoking
did your
weed.
Mom do? Exactly, sitting on my buddy's lap, hit a bong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. So you have something forward. More? You have something more embarrassing than just sitting on your buddy's lap smoking weed?
Dude, check this out. 3-4 years later, I actually had 2 cars. Mom's car was on the fritz, so she was driving my old 62 4-door Biscayne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had been out drinking. She was 2 blocks from home. This is gospel. Hit one of my best friend's dad's car, totaled my car, got a DWI, and I had to bail her out of jail.
Oh, Mom.
Wow. And you said that she was 2 blocks away.
She wasn't that bad, though. Huh?
She was just 2 blocks away. She could have just walked.
2 blocks away. 43rd, and I lived on 45th and Tacoma Avenue. But I mean, she wasn't that bad, y'all. It just happens the subject came this way.
Yeah, mine is pot smoking on your buddy's lap and drinking and driving. Mom was good.
Pretty rat chick.
We love you, Kenny.
206-803-ROCK. Rock, Mike from Gig Harbor. Tell us about when your mom embarrassed you.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Back in the day, my mom used to drive me and my sister to school in a 76 Monte Carlo, so a pretty good-sized car. And then the drop-off zone, it never failed. Every morning she would jump the curb with the front tire and the car would rock. And all the kids turn around, stare. And as me and my sister would get out, it never failed. Every morning she'd roll the passenger window down and scream, get back here and give your mother a kiss. And it used to embarrass my sister off just beyond belief. And I didn't have a lot of friends, so I'd go back and give her a kiss. But my sister would stop off every single morning.
Yeah, I feel like that's extra embarrassing for a girl.
Right?
I don't know why, but it is. Dude, I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, and we have to read this one because I was like, I cannot believe that this actually happened. My dad asked my daughter out. I'm sorry. My dad asked my teacher out on a date during a parent-teacher conference because he thought that she was hot.
Oh, my gosh. That would be mortifying.
How about this one? My mom once commented, look at my handsome boy. It was a picture of me doing a keg stand back in college. Go Cougs. It was on my Instagram.
Go Cougs.
Of course it's a Cougs.
I probably have that photo, too.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.